One of the things that we have to be very cognizant of is in the EORTC trial, remember now, the agents that we're using today, agents like oxaliplatinum, irinotecan, they can cause some hepatic toxicity. We know that oxaliplatinum can cause sinusoidal dilatation and some other issues related to liver parenchyma. We know that irinotecan can cause steatohepatitis. And these toxicities can lead to increased morbidity in patients who undergo hepatic resection. And that's exactly what the EORTC trial showed. In those patients who got chemotherapy prior to hepatic resection, the postoperative complications were statistically significantly higher in the chemo group than in the surgery alone group. And some of those complications were not complications that we can throw off to the side. There was reoperation in several of these patients. There were intra-abdominal infections in several of these patients, biliary fissure and hepatic failure. So for me, the issue with preoperative or neoadjuvant chemotherapy in hepatic metastasis is this issue of hepatic toxicity, which we didn't have in the era of 5-FU leucovorin. So in my mind, the next step, and I hope it happens in this country, the next step is really to compare in patients who have resectable hepatic metastases, a trial that randomizes patients to either neoadjuvant chemotherapy, chemotherapy prior to resection, or surgery first, followed by postoperative or adjuvant chemotherapy. I think that's the trial that needs to be done for two reasons. Is there a difference in progression-free and maybe overall survival? And two, what about the toxicity there? Is that really going to affect patient status? We have to talk about three types of therapy. Let's get one out of the way right away. Conversion therapy, conversion chemotherapy. Those are individuals who have unresectable disease and we're trying to convert them to resectable disease. Neoadjuvant therapy, individuals who have resectable hepatic metastasis and we want to give them preoperative chemotherapy. And in general, you continue the chemotherapy postoperatively. That's what the Europeans have called perioperative. And then adjuvant therapy, which is you do the resection up front and then you give post-op chemo. So in the neoadjuvant arm of neoadjuvant versus adjuvant, in the neoadjuvant arm, you give pre-op, surgery, and post-op.
Basically, if you think about it, then what you're doing is looking at what the RTC has done and see whether or not you can get away just with the adjuvant.
There you go. Can you get away with eliminating the preoperative chemotherapy to avoid the liver toxicity prior to hepatic resection? I think it'll be better for the surgeon, and I think it'll be better for the patient if we can operate on a liver that doesn't have the effects of the agents that we're using today.
Now, my understanding was that most of the problems that have been seen have been with irinotecan and not so much oxaliplatin, or is that not the case?
It's not the case. I mean, remember, this trial had FOLFOX, so it didn't even have irinotecan. It had oxaliplatinum. And again, the complications were higher than in surgery.
But I mean, do they see specific hepatic toxicity in hepatocytes?
Yes, there were. Well, whether they looked at, good question, did they look at any of the liver parenchyma microscopically to see whether there was sinusoidal dilatation, some of the issues that we're seeing with oxaliplatinum? I don't know the answer to that.
What do we know from other studies in terms of the effects of different drugs, for example, irinotecan and oxali on the liver?
Yeah, we know that oxaliplatinum has an effect on the liver. One of the things with both of these drugs is we don't know who's going to get those effects and who isn't. Although we certainly know that in individuals who are obese, in individuals who have diabetes, and certainly cirrhotics, those are individuals that I think even the advocates of neoadjuvant or perioperative chemotherapy would say, let's resect first, because you're going to have increased morbidity in those patients anyway, and you don't want to add the risk of chemotherapy to those individuals.
Now, in this type of study that you're talking about, first of all, it sounds like kind of an NSABP kind of study. Are you guys talking about doing that?
Well, we are going to talk about it at our June meeting, our 50th anniversary this year, and actually going to meet with Mitch Posner from ACOSOG, Steve Alberts from the NCCTG, and Meg Mooney from the NCI at this meeting and talk about, is this feasible? Will there be an interest in it? So hopefully we can do something to answer this question.